Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Morning, and Murphy's back, and hopefully he's healthy. And your other dog, MacGyver, he got sick too. MacGyver doesn't come in on the morning show because he's a little needy.
He's a lot.
He's a lot of dog.
Mr. MacGyver is misunderstood. He really is. He is Mr. misunderstood. He is a large dog. He's a big, old, ratty boxer mix, and he loves me and kind of loves only me.
And doesn't like anybody else.
Well, no, he just... He's friendly, but he is an intimidating dog for folks to look at.
Yeah, he's very large.
He's very large.
Yes.
And his intestines and his stomach have been through a lot in his life. He is middle-aged.
Oh, boy.
He has a fondness of rocks.
He likes to eat things you're not supposed to eat.
Yes, and right. Oh, this dog has eaten.
And it makes him sick.
Let me go down the list of the things that MacGyver has eaten. Are you ready?
I don't even know if we have enough time, but
probably
go ahead.
Don't. Well, I'll just name the highlights.
All right.
Magnets.
Ooh, refrigerator magnets.
An entire case of Dove body soap.
He ate a case of soap.
And then burped bubbles. And then had, as I like to call them, the fire poops afterwards.
The fire poops.
He's eaten pebbles. He's eaten river rocks. He's eaten a rock, though, unfortunately, that became impacted and had to be removed.
Surgically. Ouch.
Yes.
Okay.
Ouch. What else? Wood chips.
Wood chips. Yeah, they're tasty.
Dead deer carcass.
Okay, that's not.
That's pretty much it.
These are pretty much things he likes to do.
Santa Clauses, decorative Santas.
Oh.
That my grandma Washaleski bequeathed to me.
Not so jolly anymore.
Nope.
No, okay.
And he almost lost his doggy life that particular Christmas. Oh. I was not feeling the spirit.
All right. So that's why you don't bring him into the studio.
I'd love to bring him in, but he's a lot. And he tends to bark when he wants attention.
Right. That's a no-no.
That's the problem. Murph on the other hand.
Murph is the quietest dog in the world. He just
really
doesn't
bark.
Good.
And the only time he does bark is if he gets startled, but it's because MacGyver's barking.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
So we could never have both of them here, or they'd both be barking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Mac would just sit here and kind of be like, pay attention to me, pay attention to me.
There's got to be a national Take Your Dog to Work Day where MacGyver would be invited in just for a visit, because there are people in this building that I wouldn't mind if he ate them.
Oh, okay.
So since he eats things, if he could handle a deer carcass,
he
could probably handle a couple of department heads.
He ate it, he rolled in
here.
It, he was a happy dog that day. And then promptly came home and got a bath.
Okay, now what was that phrase again? Fire poops.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be on fire poop.
Patrol.
Patrol, yeah, there you go.
No, we do have a little check, though, for the pups tomorrow at 12:30.
They get their checkups, and we'll see if they're healthy.
Yes, and Murphy gets the third round of his final and third round of vaccinations.
Like
puppy
shots.
We're doing it all together tomorrow.
Boy, a busy day for Laura.
Oh, yes.
Where's news guy Matt when you need him? Because he'd say, and this is why I don't have any.
There it is.
Hey, did you go?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's going to happen this Saturday, guys. You better watch out. It is the Y2K of GPS. It is supposed to happen this. Some people are actually panicked about this.
But Y2K, like nothing happened. I was there.
I know, but you remember the panic.
Oh, I totally remember the panic. Matt does not, I guarantee.
Yeah, this doesn't ring a bell to
me
at all.
In the, like when the clocks were going to go from 1999 to 2000, people thought that like computers were going to lose control.
Gotcha.
Like everything was going to be messed up because what happens when that number goes from being a 1 to a 2 at the beginning of the year?
Gotcha.
Well, supposedly every 20 years.
Okay.
GPS has to do a major reboot. And this Saturday will be the largest reboot ever because in the last 20 years, everybody, like GPS exploded. Everybody has it now.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness we know how to get to Lewisburg from where we all live.
Yes.
Because we have plans on Saturday.
We have plans on Saturday. Yes. And we'll talk about that. But the funny part about this story is some people believe it'll only affect people with older GPS. And that's me.
Oh, like the Garmins that you stick on your windshield?
Yeah, like I'm a gadget guy, right? But what I do is I buy the gadget, and when they update it, I just keep the original gadget.
Mm-hmm.
I have body parts that should have been replaced already.
Yes,
and you know, so this whole GPS Y2K thing is a little weird.
If you're not prepared or have an older GPS device, expect a major headache. Ah! It's the GPS version of Y2K.
It is legitimate to be concerned.
Professor Brad Parkinson of Stanford is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. He's best known as the lead architect and developer of GPS.
So? GPS affects everything we do. It affects banking, cell towers, what? Airplanes, ships, what? Passengers in cars.
We are completely reliant upon GPS.
Dana Goward is an expert. He says GPS works by sending out timing signals.
Essentially, all of the GPS satellites are just very, very, very precise clocks.
In that signal, a timestamp.
They start counting at one.
Because the code is 10 digits, your device can only store so much before the counter rolls over and resets to zero.
Okay. It turns out it happens roughly every 20 years.
This rollover happened once before in 1999 with a few problems.
There it is.
This time, it's different.
Oh?
So many more people and businesses use GPS.
20 years ago, you did not have a GPS in your cell phone.
A rollover could throw off time, disrupt critical systems, not to mention your GPS could act bizarre.
If you're driving your car and it were to suddenly say that you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, be suspicious.
Oh,
you're just driving up Lewisburg.
Goodness.
Oh, you're the Pacific
Ocean. All right, I have one question, and this is a very important one.
All right.
Who has the codes?
I don't
know. Like the nuke codes. Like, who's got them? Because we don't want those to get out. Like, I'm serious. If there's going to be, like, little hiccups occurring, and it could affect timing rollover...
I'm trying to calm down over this, and you're actually making it worse.
Just put on lockdown. Just put it on lockdown. It'll all be fine. Y2K, we were all fine.
Hey, Tom, the good news is your Garmin still works. The bad news is you just launched some kind of missile. Yikes!
What's the difference between good and great? Good is it's your cue to qualify for the 94KX Easter Egg Hunt and a chance to win a trip for four to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Be the correct caller now at 1-800-326-94KX.
And who is the correct caller right now?
You know what? The correct caller today is going to be caller number four, so you need to be quick. And also, you need to have a kiddo between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. But we are so excited to be hosting an Easter Egg Hunt again, and there are going to be lots of fantastic prizes, including... a trip for four to Disney.
Get to the phone right now, caller four.
1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Also next hour, what puts you in a bad mood? Think about it. And the average person is in a bad mood every day far too long. Why?
No, I'm not in a bad mood every day, but on occasion.
Really? I don't think I see you in a bad mood that much.
This week has been interesting.
Oh, okay. How about you, Matt?
I can imagine so. It's been an up and down week for me, too.
Really?
Yes.
All right. The only time I see you in a bad mood is like when your team loses.
Oh, this is true.
So we kind of stay away from that.
That's maybe like 5% of my bad moods this week. It's the Yankees' bad start.
Okay, yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it.
He's got to do the news.
It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. We can be cheerful. End of the work. No, this week has been an interesting week for me. I'm over it. I'm ready for Friday.
Okay, you're ready.
I'm in a good mood, but I'm ready for Friday.
You're ready for the Food and Wine Fest coming to Lewisburg. You can't get in because it's sold out. However, you can win this morning.
Of course. As long as you're listening, stay with us because we're going to give some away. What do you say?
After coming up. Birthday buddies and more. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Every time I hear that song, I think somebody from Southern Columbia is going to come bursting through the door.
As they should.
And you can still do it. You're an alum.
I am.
Just bust through the door every time we play that. It is 7:15. It is Thursday morning, one day closer to the weekend. Don't be in a bad mood. The weekend is coming. The average American is in a bad mood 1 hour and 52 minutes a day.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a real lot. Like, why?
I think we should practice deep breathing.
Take a breath. Step back.
Yeah.
Here are the top 10 things that make us in a bad mood.
Something at work.
Well, yeah. Number one is a bad night's sleep. Okay, that should just make you tired. Don't be in a bad mood because you didn't sleep enough.
Yeah, but lack of sleep can trigger all that.
Snowball
effect.
Number two. Are you ready, Laura? Number two. Are you ready, Laura?
Here we go. Let's hear
number two. Dog poop.
No.
No way.
Way.
Stepping Give, in let me dog see that. Poop. Number two.
It is dog poop.
That is awesome.
Yep, slide the screen over. Let her see it. I'm not making this stuff up.
How perfect is
Murphy
this?
Murphy the Morning Show dog did just do his business outside, like a good boy.
Yay.
Hopefully not in anybody's parking space.
No, I
You take
up.
Him in the grass. I know. Number three, getting into an argument with your significant other. That'll put you in a bad mood.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Number four, feeling sick. Well, yeah, sometimes when you're sick, you're kind of in a bad mood. Number five, when your computer stops working.
There it is.
Me,
there it
110%.
As he raises both hands.
You look like he's in the school raising his hand for the teachers.
Yeah. Raise your hand. That's if. Me.
Number six, your partner's in a bad mood, so that puts you in a bad mood.
Try and cheer him up.
I got a word for you. Exactly. Divorce.
Oh. Thomas. Oh,
sorry.
Come on now.
Thomas.
Sorry, you just kind of...
A lot of
clearly.
Things just out of your mouth.
Number seven for you people living in Northumberland is called traffic.
Yes.
Yes, detours.
I'll tell you what, the last 2 days, I've had it up to here with the Packer Island traffic.
There's his hand over his head.
Oh. You know what I did bright and early this morning?
You removed some cones from Front Street?
Oh, I turned left. There was nobody.
There you go.
Oh, I turned left. That underpass is open.
Oh.
11 southbound is not closed, PennDOT. There was no one. The light was green. I am not driving in a circle to go through that underpass. Oh, I turned left.
Oh, look, it's the Northumberland police on line one. They want to talk to you.
Catch me doing it, and then I'll take the ticket. But you know what? There's nobody around.
Wow.
I'm not. It's driving me nuts.
All right. I'm proud of you. I would have done the same thing.
But I totally turned left.
Exactly there.
I come from the other direction.
Yeah, so I would have to
I know. You guys
it,
just but. Go straight. Right. Now, somebody did text in yesterday that I could take Snydertown Road to the bridge in Sunbury and blah, blah, which is fine, but I go my sneaky style way from Sunbury up and over Cold Run, and then down Milepost.
Okay.
And if I would like to grab a Dunkin', it is the most convenient way for me to go.
All right. It sounds
so
like
I appreciate...
It sounds like she's getting in a bad mood.
Maybe I am getting in a bad mood, and it's because of PennDOT and Northumberland Construction.
Here comes your hour
You're
and 52
not the only
minutes.
One,
no, no. Now I'm over it.
All right. The number eight thing that puts us in a bad mood, a bad day at work. You mentioned that. Number nine, misplacing your wallet. Can't that be cell phone, too? And maybe that would be in a, I don't know.
I could see that. A lot
that
of important stuff
in there.
That
makes me panicked more than in a bad mood. I go, oh, my God, where is it?
There you go. And the number 10 thing in the top 10, no hot water.
Well, yes. I consider that more of an annoyance than anything else.
Yeah.
When was the last time you took a real cold shower, buddy?
I don't know about, well,
there
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
yeah. There it is.
Yeah. At Michael Foods, they take their 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Researchers say that just looking at a cup of coffee can have an effect similar to drinking it. Even looking at coffee can wake you up in the morning. Yeah. I'm currently up to 5 photos of coffee a day.
It's time to wake up.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It's 7:30. It's birthday buddy time, but I don't see any need to sing today. Kind of disappointed. I'm sure you are too, ladies and gentlemen, because you love when Laura and News Guy Matt break into show tunes, don't you?
I mean, we still can break into a show
exactly.
tune.
It can be done at any moment.
That's true. There's one name I can mention, but it technically you cannot sing. You have to promise me you can't sing when I say this name, because I don't even know why it's on the celebrity list, because as far as I know, she is not a celebrity.
Okay.
And who is this?
28 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lynn Spears. Don't sing? Britney Spears' little sister is on the celebrity list. What the hell?
Well, she had a couple of hits, didn't she?
No, she tried for a hot second.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
For a hot second to kind of be a pop star.
Well, and, so did I back and then, in the 80s, but it didn't work out.
And then girlfriend became a mama.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And there
yes.
was that sort yes. of moment, scandalous oh. moment, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So. And, yeah.
So happy birthday, Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney's little sister.
She's famous because of her big sis.
Yeah, basically.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
We got our famous list right here. It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday buddies.
Happy
birthday,
birthday
buddies one more time.
I knew she was going to do that.
Oh, happy baby, birthday. Baby.
Stop it. Happy birthday to Alexis Durr from Northumberland. She's 22 today.
Happy birthday to Shannon Steak from Sunbury, 44.
Gregory Stuck from Northumberland is 56. Happy birthday.
Greg Stuck. Oh, wow. He's
What's going on?
Anyway, happy birthday to Angelique Vasquez of Sunbury. She's 49.
Stacey George from Sunbury is 51.
Heidi Engelman from Milton is 44. Happy birthday.
Ann Harner from Muncie is 46.
Susan Grishkavich from Catawissa is 40 today.
Jen Travers is 37. Happy birthday.
Christine Heiss is 45 today.
Tracy Siebold from Mifflinburg is 53.
Paula Amoros is 54. Happy birthday.
Cindy Hoffman from Richfield is 60 today.
Vicky Zieger from Sunbury is 53.
Scott Karpinski is 59. Happy birthday.
And Diane Weir from Shamokin Dam is 63 today. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or give us a call at 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every...
Hey, look at this. We shouldn't allow them in. But sneaking in under the wire at 7:32.
Whoa.
Adam Catlin from Sealands Grove, 31 today. Get him in earlier. But each and every
That's Adam Catlin from Walmart. That's his birthday today.
It's Adam's birthday today?
Oh, he's 31. Yeah. Looking good, buddy.
That's it.
Happy birthday, Adam. Hopefully he's doing well in his brand new position.
I hope so.
I hope so.
We should do a follow-up on that, on his new position.
Yes, he will be in there at the end of the month, actually, on the 27th.
Oh, perfect.
He'll be in his new position.
Excellent. Love it.
Happy birthday, Adam. Yay. We love you, bud. Every day at this time, it's Tom and Laura's Birthday buddies.
Oh, baby, baby.
Don't stop. 41 WQKX. Over 40 years of the best songs on the radio. Bob Dylan's Kid Jacob and the Wallflowers. Love that song. Hey, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce Food and Wine Fest is coming. All those chefs, all that wine, all that. But, oh, no, tickets are sold out.
Who has tickets?
Oprah?
94KX has tickets.
You get tickets and you get tickets.
I got tickets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Hurry, hurry.
Caller number one right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. Did you guys grow up on Lunchables? Oscar Mayer's Lunchables?
No.
I did.
I bet you did.
I did take part in some of them, but not always. Just the pizza ones. Those are my favorite.
There may or may not be a coworker of ours who still continues to enjoy those on the regular.
Yes. I do know who you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I know exactly
and
who you're talking
awesome.
About.
And every once in a while, he's so nice to me and he shares.
Oh, so you didn't eat Lunchables when
Never.
You were a kid, but once in a while, said afternoon radio guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here at 94KX. What is he, flip you a cracker or a little dip of cheese or
like
piece of bologna?
Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Lunchables Oscar Mayer has announced that the joke they made 30 years ago is now becoming a reality. They will be making Brunchables.
No way.
Brunchables, does it include a mimosa?
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
sorry.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right, it's that time of year where we must liquidate...
94KX, and Tom and Laura live in the studio. We love when we bring in community people to talk about what they're doing. I'm excited about The Music Man. If you're not familiar with the musical, Adam could tell us about it. But we have Adam Dietz with us from Midwest High School.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
coming
in. Good morning.
No problem.
Matt, the news guy, and I were already practicing our 76 trombones.
Matt did a pretty good
go.
Way to go.
I know.
Maybe Adam could put him in the show. The Music Man returns to Central PA, and it will be at Midwest High School coming up on the 11th through the 14th of this month. How's it going?
Great. It's been obviously a labor of love. It's been a work in progress since... January, we actually had auditions for it before the winter break, and we have a few very long nights ahead of us with kind of wrapping up some final details and dress rehearsals and that sort of thing before we open
next Thursday.
Oh, tech week.
Yeah.
Tech week.
Always a joy.
The last couple, I mean, is it fair to say Midwest Theater is strong and getting better? Because your last couple shows have been incredible, Beauty and the Beast and Mary Poppins, and now The Music Man.
Yeah. I would say it's definitely we're on an upspin here,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know exactly what we can attribute that to outside of I think the kids are just getting more and more interested. You know, they're being encouraged to take part in the arts in school and outside of school. There's just more access to it,
mm-hmm.
and the schools around us, I think we're all kind of inspiring each other to do bigger and better every year.
Yes.
The Ray of Light ceremony, I think, maybe has a lot to do with that as well. Ah. A little bit of competition there.
Of course.
Friendly
of
competition.
Course. Yes, friendly, local competition.
And just the new, there's a lot of new high school buildings in the area. So I think we now have the facilities and the capabilities to pull off some of these special effects and other stunts and things like that that we couldn't have done.
Well,
maybe
even in Seals Grove's case, they had to move it to the larger auditorium yes. in their district yeah. because right. so many people want to come and support these mm-hmm. wonderful local productions, which I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really good for kids to be able to express themselves.
I would agree. And I think it helps that it's just been very fortuitous that the past couple seasons, the musicals that we've done have been either right before or right after a movie production of the exact same show. So 2 years ago, we had Beauty and the Beast. We had that movie coming out. Last year, we were getting ready to do Mary Poppins, and there was just, I think, maybe the first teaser trailer had been
right.
released.
And now last year, the big announcement, right?
Yes, Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster coming back to Broadway in the Music
Mom,
Man.
Mom, are you listening? Happy birthday to me. Yeah. I want those tickets.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. I've already texted her.
What a coincidence. Laura's birthday's coming up in June, right about the time Hugh Jackman does...
Interestingly enough, Music Man on Broadway won't be in previews until September. It will premiere in October, mid-October.
Oh,
but you can get a tiny taste of the Music Man right here in our backyard.
Isn't that cool?
It's awesome.
Great timing, Adam. Great timing. Yeah. Tell us more, how do we get tickets? At the door and...
Obviously at the door, $10 at the door, or you can save $3 and do an advance online at brownpapertickets.com, which gives you a chance to reserve your own seats.
Oh, cool.
It's a fairly large auditorium, but there is not a bad seat in the house, I will say that.
Well, good luck, and thanks for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you.
This is your first chance at radio. Please come back every year.
Yes, please. Yes, please. This is so much fun. And you know what, guys? If you're listening, driving to work or already at work, I'm going to post up the information on how you get tickets at the 94KX Facebook page, or you can head directly to brownpapertickets.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah, coming to Midwest, the Music Man.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation and advanced care.
X, nothing feels better than this. News coming up next, and check on sports and AccuWeather as well. We do this. What was that?
It was Murphy. He's.
What is he doing now?
He's trying to get his ball. Just hold on 2 seconds.
Okay, he's disconnecting a transmitter. It's no big deal.
On.
Well, then fine.
There you go.
That was the ball.
That's his ball.
All right, that's fine.
Hey, you know what?
Guys, you're on the way to work and you have no idea what happens in the studio here, but we are so lucky that we can have a morning show dog.
Yes.
Actually, and he greets the guests very nicely.
He just did a real nice job with Adam Dietz from Midwest Theater Department.
He did indeed. I'm encouraging the no jumping, stay off, sit nicely for pets.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Normally he's down in his crate by now, but because of the intestinal issues that we've had this week, we're just monitoring Murph.
And he's been out in the back field a couple times today.
And he's doing a good job.
He's
a good boy.
This is good, yes.
No, whatever.
Put in any accidents in this studio.
Accident would be a good word. No, whatever phrase Laura used at 6 o'clock.
We don't need
o'clock.
To bring it back up. We don't need to. It's too late for that now.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
That was an early morning word.
So the kids could hear it and use it in school.
Yes.
Excellent.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you?
94KX heading into the outfield. Tom and Laura in the morning, heading back to the classroom again this year, 94KX, honoring the Susquehanna Valley's best teachers, kindergarten through 12th grade. And it's time to nominate your favorite teacher. I know you love... the whole idea, you and Colleen just going and meeting these teachers and stuff like that.
It's so much fun. And, of course, we pick our teachers on Fridays. We announce the winner each week on Monday with our friend Colleen. And mm-hmm. then Colleen and I get to go out and visit and surprise the teacher at school and present a check for $1,000.
This is the chance for Service First to give back to the community, and 94KX, of course, loves to help out. So talk to your kids, because I'm sure they have a favorite teacher, and then how do we get them nominated?
Head to WQKX.com, click on the Outstanding Teacher logo, and there is a form to submit right at WQKX.com.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up. Sean Carey's next when he's done playing with the dog, and, you know, he'll be in.
Everyone is just in a better mood when Murphy is here.
You know what? I'm a dog lover. I'm not an animal lover as much as you are, but I am a dog lover. And I have to admit that since the Murph has been hanging around here in the studio, it's like no other morning radio show for so many reasons, but Murphy is one of them. And it's kind of cool to have him here.
He's a good boy.
Well, I don't know about that, but he's all right. He's doing okay.
he's the best boy.
He's the best.
All right.
And so is Sean Carey. He's on the way next. Flashback Friday tomorrow.
That's right. It's going to be a good one. Everybody have a wonderful Thursday.
Have a good day.
Bye. Enjoy restaurant.